This is WNYC. I'm Janet Babin. Good afternoon. Rebuilding after Sandy continues. Seaside Heights is the second New Jersey town to award contracts to rebuild the boardwalk. Borough officials approved a $3.6 million bid from Sid Associates last night. The company's going to rebuild pilings and decking on the 14-block strip in time for the summer season. Now, just about all New Jersey officials, from Governor Christie to the mayors of small beach hamlets, have been adamant about rebuilding the Jersey Shore in time for that short tourist season. Few voices have questioned the wisdom of rebuilding, though. On a trip through the ravaged Jersey Barrier Islands a few weeks ago, Seaside Heights Mayor Bill Akers told me his town has an absolute right to rebuild.
You have avalanches and things in Colorado. Maybe nobody should live there. You have hurricanes down south. Maybe nobody should live there. What are we supposed to just gather in the center of the country and that's where we all live? People have a right to live where they are. We've all accepted that responsibility.
So much of the thinking is rebuild the state's coastline exactly as it was before. Joining me to talk about this rebuild is Professor Rob Young. He is director of the Program for the Study of Developed Shorelines at Western Carolina University. That is in North Carolina, where the coastline has been battered by hurricanes for decades. Hey, Professor Young, thanks so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure, Janet.
Now, your program at Western Carolina, it's compiled a beach nourishment database of just about every beach restoration project that's gone on in the U.S. since record keeping began. So I wonder, what kind of work has been done on Jersey beaches, and what's it cost?
Well, over the last 50 years or so, we've spent just over $1 billion on renourishing the beaches in New Jersey, and that's why the $2.9 billion that the House just passed for the United States Army Corps of Engineers to initiate new coastal protection projects in New Jersey and New York is an outrageously large amount of money when you consider that we've spent about $1 billion over the last 50 years.
And that's billion with a B.
Billion with a B.
Yeah. Now, Governor Christie says he plans to build back the beach dunes the entire length of the shore, except, of course, in Seaside Heights, where they're going to build a seawall. Has a project this extensive, though, ever been taken sort of all at once?
Well, there have been some large beach nourishment projects before, but it's difficult to tell exactly what they're going to do with that money. If the plan really is to build all of the beaches back in some grand scale with dunes and wide beaches, it certainly would be the largest beach nourishment project that we've ever undertaken. It still wouldn't cost $2.9 billion, and there's also a question of whether there's enough sand to do that.
Right, because you have to get the sand off the coast, right? And that's an expensive process.
It's expensive, and you have to have high quality sand, and there's no guarantee that there's enough sand within a reasonable distance of the Jersey Shore to build all of the beaches back to some ideal design profile.
And what about this $2.9 billion that is awarded to the Army Corps of Engineers just for the North Atlantic region of the Army Corps? What are some of the other perils of rebuilding the dunes like this?
Well, I guess the real question here is, whether rebuilding everything, including the infrastructure and the beaches in place, makes sense. I mean, look, no one is suggesting the Jersey Shore should be abandoned. They have a right to rebuild. The question is, do they have a right to expect the rest of the country to pay for the rebuilding and put the beaches back? If that coastal economy is as strong and as vibrant as we hear, then they ought to be able to cover the costs associated with living in a place that has known vulnerability. I mean, it's their choice, but they should take the full responsibility for that choice. They should be willing to pay for that choice. And, the problem with putting everything back the way that it was is that this is all going to happen again, and it's going to cause the same problems in the same communities again, and federal taxpayers are going to be asked to cover the costs again.
Very quickly, the communities are waiting on the flood maps. Governor Christie says he's going to make his own flood maps. He's going to make that decision because it's taking too long.
Well, you know, I mean, I hope he errs on the side of caution. I mean, elevating the structures is a good idea, but you can raise the buildings as high as you want to. If the barrier islands are disappearing underneath you, you're still going to have major problems. And, you know, just relying on elevating structures ignores the fact that sea level continues to rise,
right,
and we're going to be dealing with more storms in the future.
Professor Young, thank you. Rob Young, Director of the Program for the Study of Developed Shorelines at Western Carolina.